Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and of course, Dylan is behind the glass with his couch cushion underneath his tuchus today. We have an injured one today.
Man down.
I'm powering through. Toughing it out.
You're so strong, Dylan. You're so strong.
Thank you, Ali Mack.
Thank you so much for spending some of your day with us. You can always find us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Guys, somebody got married and made no big deal about it. Aaron Rodgers, just nonchalant yesterday. Oh, yeah. I got married.
Yeah. Was that a ring on your finger? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I got married.
I mean, do we know who his wife is? Do we know who it was?
I remember him saying he had a girlfriend at some point, but I'm not sure it ever came about. Maybe Dylan can Google that really
she's,
quick.
No, he hasn't. He knows she's unspecified at the moment, which is weird because, I mean, he's been very public with many of the celebrities he's dated. I mean, what was that actress he dated?
Olivia Munn.
No, he dated.
Yeah, that one too.
But he dated the one, I was thinking of the one that was in those Divergent movies.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, he dated Danica Patrick. There was another.
Maybe there's a lesson learned by being so public.
Well, it's not like he like puts on Twitter, just so everyone knows, I'm dating Shailene Woodley now or whatever. Like he just seen in public. If he's just like, they just people, paparazzi. I mean, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers, and they're actually more famous than he is when he dates an actress. So maybe she's just a regular person. I mean, whatever happened, I'm sure his family wasn't invited to the wedding. So.
Ooh, goodness.
All I've seen about Aaron Rodgers' wife is that her name is Brittany.
Okay. Well.
Brittany with an I, by the way. He had to clarify that yesterday, apparently.
Brittany with an well, that's important to women to have their name spelled
right. Spell Brittany?
And it's actually spelled Brittany.
Oh, so I at the end.
At the end.
I was like, what? I was like, I've never seen a Y in the middle of Brittany. And this, what are we talking about?
But the way like that A in there kind of throws me off is like, I'm guessing it's Brittany, but it's like it sounds like it should be Brittany.
Brittany.
Well, and then like Britney Spears is technically like Brittany. It's not Brittany.
Brittany. Yeah.
This is why it's important for Aaron to clarify where the eye is.
He was wearing the same ring I've got on, though. He's got like one of those little rubber things, you know?
I think every dude puts that on like the day after they get married, right?
I mean,
how long did it take you to put that one on?
I had it before, and I had like a 10-pack in my drawer ready before I even got married. I think I've worn my actual ring 5 times.
Solomon Brothers gave me a couple of those as I walked out the door of mine. They're like, here you go, just take these. I was like, yep. And I forgot, worked out my regular ring once and put like 2 nicks in it from the bar. And I was like, yep. And I only wear that on nice dinners. Yeah, like, if it's a wedding or some type of like nice occasion, I'll put on the metal, not the metal, but like the real ring. And other than that, I either don't wear one or I wear one of the Qualo, whatever they call them, rings. Rubber rings.
Yeah, I see them absolutely everywhere. It seems like everybody puts them on. There is a lot going on regarding Georgia high school football and the rules with transferring, so we got to get into that in the front page. All right, so Georgia's GHSA is cracking down on transfer rules, and they're going to rule three school athletes ineligible for 1 year. Can you guys kind of break down what's happening here?
Yeah, well, they're just getting sick of people just getting a lease for an apartment in a different school district and just moving over there.
Yeah.
Is essentially what's going on here, which I got to tell you guys, as a former high school coach at a county school, I'm a massive fan of these rule changes. I know not everybody will be, and there's freedom of students and whatever to move around, but it's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. And essentially what they're saying, Allie, is you have to prove that it is a bona fide move. You cannot have two residences. You cannot, you know, leave the Wi-Fi on at your old house and just get a lease at the new house. Everybody's driver's license has to be moved over to the new residence. All of the utilities at the former residence have to be turned off. It is a whole big deal that I don't know how they are going to police any of this stuff, but a lot of big stuff coming out about this in terms of they are going to make sure that you are not living in two places trying to just move for a lease to attend a high school.
I mean, I remember in school, I did have someone in my class who lived in my neighborhood, but his parents bought a different house so that he could play football for a different school. So it makes sense that this stuff is happening.
All right, it happens all the time. Parents will move. Like, parents will be married. You have people married, and one, the dad will move to whatever school district with the kid in an apartment, and they'll live separately for football season or for whatever sport they're playing. It's just, look, they'll find loopholes with this one as well. I mean, They're never going to be able to get out of it, I don't think, without finding some loopholes. But good. It's gotten out of hand. And the city schools are the ones that have benefited the most from this, because they have other rules that they can go by with their own admitting children. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to irk a lot of people. But it's gotten out of hand, and it's become a business. And with the high school NIL thing being a real thing, it is a way for some schools to kind of stay competitive and stay face. Because, look, we can sit here and talk around it all we want, but when high school football coaches are teachers and they get fired for what they do on the coaching field, then some guys, they air quote coach, right? I mean, they might sit in a class with another teacher and
air quote teach.
That's what I meant. So when you have that going on and you have high school football coaches making $200,000 a year, you're gonna have some rules.
Well, don't even make me go down that path, because I've talked on Blue in the Face about the difference between county schools and city schools. In city schools, you don't really have to air quote teach. They can make up their own rules around that thing. There's rules in county football in the state of Georgia where, like, the head coach can't be higher paid than the principal and things like that.
Wow.
That doesn't really exist for the city schools. Like, you can just pay them as much as you want to and kind of make sure all those rules are appropriate. So I look forward. We're gonna catch up with Rusty Mansell later today. I look forward to catching up with him, because obviously he's got all the insight and covers high school football as well as anybody. There's a lot of interesting dynamics to this one, for sure. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and Rusty's going to be with us a little bit over an hour from now, 8 o'clock. So make sure you're joining us for that to get all of his insights. But right now, you know, honor is being restored to one of my favorite events of the year, hopefully. I have two words for you.
Uh-oh.
Joey Chestnut.
Oh, here we go.
Joey Chestnut could be making his grand return to Major League Eating. Last year, you guys probably remember, there was a rift between he and the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest because he had an endorsement with Impossible Foods. So he did the Chestnut Kobayashi Netflix special, which was fine. But Joey just demolished him, and it really wasn't all that nail-biting. So now Joey and Major League Eating, they are ready to make up and get back together. Patrick Bertoletti, he was last year's winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He had 58. Listen, Joey ate 83 last year, so there was no competition there. So Patrick already knows there's an asterisk by his win.
Yeah.
And he's welcoming Joey to come back and compete against him. Now,
he wants all the smoke.
He wants all the smoke. So I went down, because I saw this news, I went down a hot dog eating contest rabbit hole yesterday on the internet. It's exactly what the internet is good for. I found all these gluttonous stats that I wanted to share with you guys today. Obviously, eating contests, they aren't exactly hundreds of years old. This is a very, American thing. So this is a short history that we have. But the improvement rate that we have going on in this sport is astounding. In 1967, that is when the very first official recorded hot dog eating contest happened. The winner had an hour to do this. The competition was an hour long. It's 10 minutes today.
Yeah.
And Walter Paul, any guesses on how many hot dogs he ate in an hour?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
31.
Something just very underwhelming. No, I'm not even going to go that high. I'm going to go 20.
You are both over.
No kidding.
17.
Yeah. Man.
17 hot dogs.
But he wasn't trained for it. This was back when they, like, you would go to the 4th of July parade and have, like, a pie eating contest or something. That's what this was, right? I mean, this wasn't. Like, they didn't have a WWE belt on site.
Exactly. It hadn't been ballooned up into what the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is today. I'm sure Walter was not dunking the buns in water like the guys do today.
Yeah.
But I did break down the 83 hot dogs that Joey inhaled last year. That is 23,000 calories.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You would have to run about 200 miles to burn that off. And he does it in 10 minutes. Just think about that.
Yeah, that's... You know, Allie, Bo and I were walking into Mercedes-Benz Stadium last year, and Joey Chestnut was in front of us in the security line. You remember that, Bo? I can't remember. He did a, like at the end of the first quarter, did a hot dog eating contest in Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the Falcons game.
Really?
And I can't remember how many plowed through, but it was like trying to highlight how cheap the concessions are at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, I gotcha.
And he knocked out, I want to say, 8 in 30 seconds or something along those lines.
I think he did more than that. I don't remember the number. Look, this is competitive eating, though, realizing that in this case, the star is much bigger than the actual sport. I mean, Joey Chestnut's much bigger than whatever the name of the competitive eating league is, whatever they call it. So they have to have him back. Like, I'm sure the ratings were down for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
It is something I watch every single year. I don't recall that Patrick guy that won it last year. Like, it's not even in my mind.
And I've been to this before. I've been to this in person. Yes, I have been to this in person. I was actually up in New York for a wedding for a buddy of mine. I don't know. Let's see. Probably circa 2012, I want to call it.
Okay.
And we decided to hop on the train or the subway and head up to Coney Island and check this out. It was insanely patriotic. I will just say that. They had the whole scissor lift with Uncle Sam on the scissor lift.
Love it.
And he's rising to the sky as he's chanting USA. Oh. And he's just got, you know, the whole Uncle Sam garb on. And it's just all of a sudden he's like 40 foot in the air on a scissor lift and everybody's just going insane. And I think there was drama that year. I was there too. I want to say that, like, it was after Kobayashi was not part of the contest. He had been banned or something. And then he showed up in the front row and was like yelling
that
at you.
One.
Yeah. It was nuts. It was incredible. Now, boy, I lost about 10 pounds of sweat. Speaking of calories, it was very, very hot in New York at that time of year. And I'm not a New York person, but it was awesome to be there in person.
It's weird, the people that really love competitive eating. One of my golf buddies is. He's very unique with some of the like the things he likes and doesn't like. But, you know, he likes to think of himself as a very smart, sophisticated human being. And, like, he's a huge Joey. He's like a Joey Chestnut fanboy. It's like, it's really weird that I'm like, so you're a Joey Chestnut fanboy? Like, you like competitive eating? And he's even been to Coney Island, I think, a couple of times to watch the contest with him in it. And it just throws me off. Like, I texted him that day that we were at Mercedes-Benz. And I was like, hey, guess he was behind me. He's like, I don't know.
The GOAT.
He's like,
oh,
he's
Tom
like,
Brady?
He's like, He's like, so put off like, what, like some like musician or something? And I'm like, Joey Chestnut. He's like, oh, did you get a picture? Did you get his autograph? I'm like,
calm down,
no,
buddy.
Dude, chill out.
Well, America, we have the best traditions. That's why it's wonderful to live here. Cross your fingers that this deal happens before July 4th and we get Joey Chestnut back. And coming up, he showed up, guys. Kirk was out at Flowery Branch, spoke to media. We will hear from him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.